谢神，我们今天再次来到神的殿中，我们还是继续来思想主耶稣基督的教训，圣经的话语。
Thank God we come to the temple of God today. We continue to think, meditate the word of God, the teaching of the Bible.
我们一起来读一处经文，是在路加福音十八章第一节到第十四节。
Let's look, read the book of Luke, chapter 18, verse 1 to verse 14. Let's read together.
我们可以看到大屏幕，一起来读。路加福音十八章一节起，耶稣设一个比喻，是要人常常祷告，不可灰心，说某城里有一个官，不惧怕神，也不尊敬世人。那城里有个寡妇，常到他那里，说：“我有一个对头，求你给我伸冤。”他多日不准，后来心里说：“我虽不惧怕神，也不尊重世人，只因这寡妇烦扰我，我就给他伸冤吧，免得他常来缠磨我。”主说：“你们听这不义之官所说的话，神的选民昼夜呼吁他，他纵然为他们忍了多时，岂不终究给他们伸冤吗？我告诉你们，要快快地给他们伸冤了。然而人子来的时候，遇得见世上有信德吗？”耶稣向那些仗着自己是义人藐视别人的设一个比喻，说：“有两个人上殿里去祷告，一个是法利赛人，一个是税吏。法利赛人站着自言自语的祷告说：‘神哪，我感谢你，我不向别人勒索、不义、奸淫，也不像这个税吏。我一个礼拜进食两次，凡我所夺的都捐上十分之一。’那税吏远远地站着，连举目望天也不敢，只垂着胸说：‘神哪，开恩怜悯我这个罪人。’我告诉你们，这人回家去，比那人更算为义了，因为凡自高的必降为卑，自卑的必升为高。”感谢神，我们圣经就读到这里。我们来做祷告。
Thank God, this is the passage you're going to learn, and let's pray.
我们在天上的阿爸父，我们感谢你，赞美你，感谢你把你的话语赐给我们。
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you, praise, we thank you, give us your word.
我们知道天地有一天都会废去，但神的话语一笔一画都不会改变。
We know that the heaven and earth will pass away, but the word of God will not lost.
我们感谢神在这地上设立教会，教会是上帝真理的柱石和根基。
And we thank you that you have the church on this earth, and the church is the pillar of the truth and the foundation.
感谢神赋予我们教会这样神圣的使命，让我们能够牢牢守住上帝赐给我们的真道。
And thank God give us church this great mission that we can hold fast of the God's sound doctrine.
我们感谢神把神的话语借着圣经赐给我们。
Thank you, give us your word through the Bible.
愿神的话语成为我们信心的根基。
May the word of God become the foundation of our faith.
带领我们前面的道路
，lead our ways，
成为我们脚前的灯，路上的光
，become the lamp upon feet and the light upon path。
我们这样的祷告，奉主耶稣基督圣名。
Such a prayer is name of Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
前两天我就对一位母亲，一位妈妈就说哈，就是其实我一直就注意到她的儿子哈。我就对那个妈妈就说：“我说，你的儿子好厉害，那儿子在这件事情上面真的是做得好棒啊！我说这么长的时间，他怎么坚持下来的？”后来这个
And a couple of days ago, I was talking to a mother. I was just mentioned to her son, I said, your son is really great. How come he can hold on this particular things for so long?
因为我们知道就是个小伙子自己在做这个事情，他完全他坚持在那里。
And just the things that young man is decided to do, and he just hold on all the time himself.
然后这个妈妈就说：“哎呀，哪里啊，很客气的讲哪里。”他说他就是在这件事情上面很坚持。
And then the mother said, "Well, he is just like hold on this only with these things."
我们刚才看见耶稣讲了两个比喻，都是关乎祷告的。
And we see that in the passage we just read, where Jesus talked two parables, they all about prayer.
那么第一个祷告就是那个寡妇的祷告。
And the first one is the widow's prayer.
当然了，在这个比喻当中，这个寡妇不是向上帝祷告，但是耶稣用这个比喻来形容一个人来到上帝面前祷告应该有怎样的态度。
And of course, this widow in the parable is not pray to God, but Jesus used this parable to try to explain to us that a person come to God to pray and what kind of, should be in what kind of manner to pray.
坚持。
And just insist, hold on.
持续不断的坚持。
And keep on prayer, without stop, pray.
我以前看过一本书哈。当然没有全部看，但那个书其实是一个超级畅销书，它其实就是一个意思，就是说上帝给人有很大的恩赐，给每一个人都有很大的恩赐，都有足够的时间。
Before I read a book, and that book is a very popular book. I didn't read all book, but this book actually just has one single theme. He said that God actually gave us everyone a great gift. That great gift is that God gave everyone of us enough time.
就是只要我们持续的、长期的坚持做一件事情，把自己的上帝给我们的恩赐放在这一件事情上面来，专一的、持续的，每个人都可以把一件事情做得非常非常的好。
Because God gave us the great gift is that God gave us a plenty of time. So if we can hold on, keep on doing these things, focus on, continue without stop, everyone can get this one thing done perfectly.
非常遗憾的就是，这个世界上很少有人可以持续、可以坚持的。
But unfortunately, in this world, a lot of times, not many people can really hold on and keep on going and get things done.
就是前两天，就是我的妻子冯海姊妹跟我讲，就是你怎么又胖回去了？
And a couple of days ago, my wife told me, why you gain weight again?
我再前一段时间，哎，我好像瘦了一点点。
And a time before that, I kind of lost the weight.
感觉一下子又回来了。
And now I kind of gain weight back.
当然这个不重要了。
Of course, this is not that important.
但是从耶稣讲的这个祷告的比喻当中呢，就是祷告这件事情上面，那个寡妇的祷告给我们一个启示。最重要，他坚持。
And but for the parable that Jesus told about this widow and her prayer, and Jesus expressed one thing is that we got to keep on and hold on and press on.
当然了，坚持是非常好，但是更重要的是，就是你的这个目标是什么。
Of course, this you can keep on, hold on, press on. It's great, but what is your goal? That's just more important.
这是更重要。所以很多人坚持减肥，结果把自己弄成了厌食症。
So a lot of people try to lose weight, but in the end, they got this type of disease. They start to tired of food. They cannot eat food anymore.
结果身体完全就垮掉了。
And their body actually completely fall apart.
坚持非常好，但是更重要的就是你的目标是什么。
You can keep doing one thing, it's great, but what is your goal? That's even more important.
耶稣连续讲了两个关于祷告的比喻，第一个就是寡妇的这个祷告，坚持，让我们看到。
And here that Jesus told two parables, and the first one is talk about this widow, and how She is pressed on. She insists. She keep on going.
那么第二个祷告，第二个比喻呢？耶稣把两个人的祷告放在一起做对比。
And the second parable, Jesus put the two persons' prayer together and make a contrast.
啊，那么很明显告诉我们，上帝喜悦哪一个人的祷告，就是那个罪人税吏的祷告。
Obviously, Jesus told us, God pleases which prayer? Obviously, is from that tax collector's prayer, the sinner.
那么在这两个比喻中间，耶稣讲了一句非常重要的话。
And but in between these two parables, Jesus put a very important word there.
我们一起来读路加福音十八章第八节。
And I want us to read this again. It's verse 8, Luke chapter 18, verse 8.
我们看到一起来读路加福音十八章八节起。我告诉你们，要快快的给他们伸冤了。然而人子来的时候遇得见世上有信德吗？信德的这个原意就是信心。
And here is said will he really find faith on the earth? The word in Chinese actually translate is faith.
这句话有非常丰富的内容。
And this, there's an abundant meaning in this passage.
那么这句话的意思呢，当然是非常清楚的，就是说上帝一定会回应他儿女的祷告，一定会为受屈的伸冤，这是一定的。
And first thing that the passage is made very clear, God will and certainly will answer his children's prayer and he will avenge speedily.
说这是一定的事情，说不需要有丝毫的怀疑了。
And this is certain. There's no doubt about it.
但是有更重要的事情，就是当主耶稣再来的时候，他看得到这个世界上有真正相信耶稣的人吗？有真正有人有真正的信心吗？这是最更重要的事。
But Jesus made a very another even important point is when he comes onto this earth, can he meet people?Have a true faith in him.
所以从这句话当中，我们看到人所关心的事情跟神所关心的事情不一样的。
And here we can see a diverse in terms of the people care about and what God care about.
人关心的是具体的事儿，就是这件事儿，我的这个困难，我的这个事情，神什么时候跟我解决？
And people care about the things in front of me. This difficult, this trouble, when God will take away.
神关心的是人。
And God care about the person.
神要来找那真正有信心的人。神说这些事情不重要，这事一定会解决，但这个人很重要。神要找到这样的人。
And God want to come to find that person. The things is less important than person that God want to find out.
那么人最在意的呢，就是眼前的困难，或者说今生的事情，今生的难处。所以我们求啊，祷告。
Of course, people care about the things in front of us, the difficulty in front of us on this earth. So we pray, we pray.Plead to God.
神关心的是人永恒的归宿，所以上帝要找谁有真正的信心，对上帝有真正的信心，那这样的人上帝要把他接到永恒的天家里去，所以上帝关注的是人永恒的归宿。
But God cares about people's eternal destiny. God wants to find those people have the true faith so he can bring them to the eternity.
那么这句话同样也给我们所有的人一个警告，我们问自己，我们是不是真正有信心的。
And also this is a warning to each one of us. We ask ourselves, are we the one have a faith?
我是不是上帝要找的人？
Am I the one that God want to find?
那么从耶稣所讲的上面一个比喻，祷告的比喻，下面一个祷告的比喻，我们当然也可以很清楚地看到第四点。
And of course, from this two parable before this passage, after this passage, we can see the fourth point.
就是神看人 是怎样祷告的，神来看这个人是不是有对上帝真正的信心。
And God look at people how they pray, and God determines whether this person has a faith or not.
所以向上帝的祷告非常重要，上帝看的，上帝看。
So pray to God is a very important. God watch that.
所以上帝不仅仅是说听我们祷告的内容给我们解决难题，上帝是从我们怎样祷告来看我们是不是有真正的信心。
So God is not only hear our prayer and solve our problem. More than that, through our prayer, God watch us, see if we are the true person with faith.
所以非常明显，寡妇那种坚持不懈的祷告的态度是神所喜悦的。
So very obvious, the widow's attitude that press on, keep on, never gave up, this type of prayer, please God.
这样的人，他这样祷告，那他是有真的信心的。
And the people pray like this, he has a true faith.
那么还有那个罪人税吏的祷告，也是上帝喜悦的。
And also tax collector's prayer pleases God.
他的忧伤痛悔，他的认罪悔改的祷告，也是上帝写上说这个人更算为义，这个人算义人了。
Because that tax collector's prayer, his confession, his contrition, his sadness about his sin, and pleases God. He's looking for the righteousness of God that pleases God.
所以耶稣说，他要最最重要、最最重要的，不是我们的难题，上帝什么时候给我们解决？最最重要是，上帝要来找这个地上真正信他的人。
So Jesus saying is the difficult in our hand is not important. The most important is God come to the earth looking for those who truly have a faith in Him.
然后耶稣讲了两个祷告的比喻，然后称赞了这两个。祷告，寡妇的祷告和税吏的祷告。
So Jesus used these two parables and gave us example. Jesus praised the prayer given by the widows and by the tax collector.
所以非常清晰地告诉我们，神是怎样喜悦怎样的祷告，然后去找到那些对上帝真正有信心的人。
So it is very clear to show us God's pleased what type of prayer.And how God looking for the people to make those type of prayer.
我们现在就来看这两个祷告。
So let's look at in detail about these two prayer.
那么我们先看寡妇的祷告。第一个，毫无疑问，坚持。
Let's look at the widow's prayer. First thing is obviously it's her prayer, her plea to the judge actually is keep going on, keep.
所以信心很重要的就是你能否坚持。持续的求，持续的求，虽然看不到希望，持续的求。
And then the faith, one thing, one important aspect of faith is you can keep on going, keep on praying. Even for a short time, you don't see the result, but you keep praying to God.
然后这个寡妇的祷告呢，我不知道用什么样的词形容非常合适，但是呢，就是非常厚颜的祷告。
And also, I don't know how to use a word to express the widow's prayer. Basically, I think her face is really, she don't care about his face.
就脸皮很厚啊。
She just don't care. She don't care if she being shamed or something.
无论这个长官怎样看他，我就是来，我就是来。无论周围人怎样看他，我就是来，我就是来，我就是来求。
No matter how the judge look at her, no matter people around her look at her, she just keep on going, keep on going, and keep on going.
别人这个官长就是不听他，就是你这个这么渺小、这么卑微的人，就是根本不用理你了。
This unjust judge is really despise her. You're so insignificant. You're so unimportant. I even don't want to care about you.
去，他还是继续去。
But she keep on going and keep on going.
那么还有这个寡妇的祷告是孤独的祷告。
And the second, we think about the widow's prayer. It's kind of a lonely prayer.
没有人跟她同心的。
No one actually pray with her.
没有同伴。
She has no companions.
今天我们很多时候我们要找祷告的同伴，是不是？
And today in the church, we're also looking for the prayer partner.
这个寡妇没有同伴。
But this widow has no partner.
她一个人在那里坚持。
She keep on going by herself.
然后呢，她也没有得到过什么确实的承诺。这个官长从来没有承诺她什么。
And also, during her prayer, she never got any type of a promise from that judge.
然后她也没有看到任何的果效。
And she also didn't see any result.
然后最重要，她是专一的。
And finally, she is very focused.
就是哎呀，我求你，求你没用。哎，我求他，求别的人吧。
She's not like, oh, I ask your judge and ask a couple times, doesn't work for me, I go switch to the other person.
我有 plan A, 我还有 plan B.
我有计划 A, 我有计划甲，我有计划乙。
所以圣经说，有些人来到上帝面前呢，是脚踏两条船的。
And so this Bible said that in a Chinese phrase is that people, some people come to the presence of God, they're both foot on the two boat.
就是圣经说，心怀二意的人，不要想从神这得什么。
And Jesus, and the Bible said, if you're double mind, you don't want to expect anything from God.
那这个寡妇不是这样的。
But the widow is not like that.
她从来没有试其他的办法，她就这一条路，就撞得头破血流，她还是去撞。
She never tried to try some any other method. Even this method make her just completely miserable, all frustration. But she keep on going.
这样的人很少很少的。
And there's not many people like this.
我们是这条路走不通，哎，我们就换一条路。
And a lot of times we cannot go through this pass. I try another trail.
上帝应许亚伯拉罕会有儿子，然后他们等了好几年没有看到。
God promised Abraham there will be a son, but they wait a couple years, they didn't see it.
然后。亚伯拉罕的太太说，哎，我试试我这个办法。
So Sarah, Abraham's wife, said, okay, let's try my own way.
哎，我让我的这个女仆跟我的先生去同床。
How about let my maid to have with my husband to bear a child?
所以你看，这引起人类社会的灾难几千年。
So you can see Sarah's action causes so many things, trouble things in the history of mankind.
我们总是要找这个办法，这个办法，我求神没用，哎，我想想人的办法。
We're looking for all the different alternatives. There's no effect from ask God. I'm looking for man's method, man's way.
我跟他说没用，他铁石心肠的。我跟他的太太说
，I cannot tell him, and it's no use. Tell him, I tell his wife.
我跟他太太说没用，他铁石心肠。哎，我跟他先生说
，If I tell his wife has no use, I tell her husband.
我们有很多这样的自己的计谋，自己的盘算。
We always have our own plan. We always have our own plot.
但是我们会发现，越这样，越是把事情搞得一塌糊涂，不可收拾。
But a lot of time we find the more we try this, more we mess the things, whole things up.
我们看到这个寡妇的祷告，我们看到很多。
And we see this widow's prayer, we can learn a lot.
所以呢，神告诉我们，上帝喜悦用怎样的祷告态度来到上帝面前。
So through this parable, God tells us, God, please, what kind of manner we have to pray, to bring our prayer to the God.
要说到信心的祷告呢，我们必须要提一个英国的基督徒叫乔治穆勒。
If we want to talk about a prayer in faith, we have to mention of one person, a Christian in England, and his name is George Muller.
然后乔治穆勒他是很贫穷，但是他开办一个孤儿院，后来他这个孤儿院就是收养的孤儿特别特别多。
George Muller, he is very poor, but he started an orphanage. And finally, he got a lot of orphans into his orphanage.
然后呢，他给这些孤儿啊，非常好的照顾，非常好的教育。
And he take care of those orphans very good and give them a very good education.
以至于当时的一些英国人就说乔治穆勒给这些 可怜的婴儿，把他们提高到一个他们不配有的生活质量或者教育质量上面去了。
And he take care of those infants so well. At that time, the society of England actually say that George Mueller actually gave those infants that life, gave their life, kind of life status is not worthy for their infant orphan status.
然后，但是乔治穆勒他撞办这个官有个很重要的特点，从来不求人，从来不发广告，从来不去宣传让人家捐钱，从来不做这个事情。
And that's one thing very special for George Mueller to do this is when he opened this orphanage, he never do advertisement, never go visit church to, or somewhere to ask for donation.
啊，然后他也禁止他这个孤儿院的工作人员去做这个事情。
And he also forbid.That the workers from this orphanage to do this type of thing.
这是他跟当时所有在英国的孤儿院不同的地方，最大的不同，从来不求任何人。
This is the greatest difference that his orphanage is different from the rest of them in England at that time.
啊，因为他看圣经，圣经中有一句话，神是孤儿的父亲，上帝是孤儿的父亲。
Because he read Bible and the Bible, there's one place Bible said God is the father of the orphans.
所以他说，那既然上帝是这群孤儿的父亲，那我就不需要靠人了。
Then he think, well, if God is the father of those orphans, then I don't need plead for people's help.
乔治穆勒是个穷人，他没有什么钱的。
He is a poor guy. He don't have a lot of money.
他也不去借债的，他认为不应该借债。
And also he didn't make a loan, and he think he should make a loan.
那他只能做一件事情，就是他恒切恒切专心的祷告。
So the only thing left for him to do is just keep on pray.
结果他就看经历无数无数上帝的信实奇妙的作为。
And through his prayer, he experienced many, many wonderful work of God.
我们再看第二个祷告，就是罪人税吏的祷告。
Let's examine the second prayer. That's the tax collector's prayer.
在罪人税吏的祷告这个比喻当中呢，耶稣事实上讲了两个人，把这两个人的祷告进行对比。
In that parable, actually, Jesus told two persons and put a contrast of their prayers.
然后耶稣非常清晰地表达，上帝喜欢这个罪人税吏的祷告。
Of course, Jesus made it very clear, God pleases that tax collector's prayer.
首先，他这个祷告是个认罪的祷告。
First, his prayer is a prayer of a confession.
这个税吏说什么呢？他说：“神啊，开恩可怜我这个罪人。”
See what the tax collector said. He said, "God, be merciful to me, a sinner."
卑微的祷告。
It's a very humble.
啊，就是举目望天都不敢。
He said he cannot even hard to raise his eye to the heaven.
然后他的这个祷告跟那个寡妇的祷告也有一个相似的地方。
And of course, his prayer also has the one thing that's similar to widow's prayer.
厚颜的祷告。
He don't care about his own faith.
不在乎自己的面子，不在乎自己的荣耀。虽然旁边那个人说，他怎么配，他怎么配来向神来祷告。
And he don't care how he loses face of. Even the person besides him said how he is worthy to pray.
他去到那个地方，他成了旁边这个法利赛人的一个陪衬。
And when,
法利赛人说：“你看他这么污秽，你看他，你再看看我。”
And when he went to this this place and to pray, he almost like become a background of this Pharisees.
要是我在那里，我就说，哎，我走就走了。
If I'm there, I probably think I probably should go.
我凭什么这样被你羞辱呢
？Why should I be here, be humiliated by you?
我凭什么在这里来彰显你的伟大呢
？Why should be here, be, as a background to show how great you are?
而且你这些羞辱我的话，你这些说，你当着我的面讲，你讲给上帝听。
And also the word you kind of humiliated me, you say to my face, and you pray to God.
但是这个罪人税吏完全不在乎。
But this tax collector don't care about all this.
完全不在乎。
And he don't care.
他只求神的恩典和怜悯。
He only asks for God's grace and God's mercy.
他不在乎别人怎么说他。
He don't care how other people say to him.
他不在乎别人怎么说他不配，说他污秽，他完全不在乎。
He don't care about how people said how he's dirty and he's not worthy of it. He don't care. He only care about God.
所以，一个真正认罪悔改的罪人，他一定是这样的。
So if a true repentant sinner, he must be like that.
但我是罪人啊。
And I'm a sinner.
我是污秽不堪啊，我是这样的啊。
I am a dirty, filthy. I'm like this.
你说的没有错。
You're right. Nothing wrong about that.
但我只呼求神的洁净，神的怜悯。
But I'm asking God's cleansing and God's mercy.
所以他也是很专一的祷告。
So his prayer is also very focused.
所以上帝说这个税吏呢，讲的这句话呢，是祷告。
And so God said, what the tax collector said is a prayer.
但上帝说那个法利赛人的祷告是自言自语。
And but God said that the Pharisee's prayer is a prayer with himself.
上帝不承认。
And God actually didn't recognize or acknowledge his prayer.
上帝说，你这个祷告是祷告给你自己听的，自言自语。
And God said, well, your prayer is your prayer with yourself.
你讲给你自己听。
You just talk to yourself.
而那个税吏就很简单的一句话，就说神啊，开恩可怜我这个罪人。
But tax collector put a very simple sentence. He said, God be merciful to me, a sinner.
那个法利赛人讲很多。
And the Pharisees talk about a lot.
但在上帝看，你这是自言自语，上帝不算。
But in God's side, you just talk to yourself. God don't acknowledge it's a prayer.
但那个税吏只讲一句话。
But the tax collector only said one sentence.
那这句话就算数了，在
上帝。And this is counted by God.
上帝说这个人的祷告证明他是一个义人，他比那个法利赛人更可以称为义人。
And God said this person's prayer.Demonstrate he is a righteous. He is more righteous than the tax collector, than the Pharisees.
所以我们把这两个祷告放在一起，我们就说，哎，一个为什么可以如此的坚持，如此的厚颜，如此的专一，如此的不放弃？另外一个为什么可以如此的卑微来祷告？他们怎么可以这样呢？
So when we put this together, we think to ourselves why this widow can.Pray in such a manner of insist, keep on press, and never care about how my situation is, whether I lose face or not. And the tax collector's prayer, how that prayer can be so humble, so humble that in front of God.
为什么我就不能像他们这样祷告呢？
So we ask ourselves, why can we just pray like them?
因为这两个人啊，他们极度的需要上帝。
Because these two actually they greatly in need of God.
所以有一句话，有很多人说，就是在这个散兵坑里面是没有无神论者的，foxhole.
So someone said in the foxhole there's no
atheist.
Atheist.
什么意思呢？就是你是战士。你躲在这个散兵坑里面，那个子弹横飞，你随时会死。你这时候你说你求上帝啊。
And it basically means if you're a soldier in a foxhole and up your head is the bombs, the bullet is shooting around and you need God at that time.
你那时候什么都做不了。
At that time, nothing you can do about it.
你只有求上帝。
You only can ask God.
马克吐恩是一个非常著名的无神论者，就美国的很著名的作家。
A very famous author, Mark Twain, of course, he's an atheist.
但他自己都说，当他自己的妻子重病的时候，他极其热切地呼求上帝祷告。
And even he said when his wife is in a very serious illness.He is very earnestly pray to God and plead to God.
那人就哎呀，你不是骄傲，你是无神论者吗？你不是不相信上帝吗？你不是说你比所有人都聪明吗
？And people said, "Well, you Yeah, you're a great author. You might be smarter than a lot of people. You don't believe God.
你现在怎么成这个样子?
Why you become like this?
他当时不管了，完全不管了。
And he said, well, I don't care. At that time, you know, I don't care.
我没有别的出路了，我绝望了。
Because I have no other way out. I'm a desperate.
我来呼求神。
I plead to God.
没有人可以拦住我。
No one can stop me.
我也不在乎上帝之外所有的人或者事。
I don't care anything besides any people thing besides God.
为什么那个寡妇可以坚持?
Why the widow can keep on and press on?
为什么那个税吏可以如此的卑微?
Why this tax collector can be so humble?
因为他们极度极度的需要上帝，需要神。
Because they're in great need of God.
他没有别的出路。
They don't have another way out.
他没有什么 plan B.
They don't have any 计划家、计划乙。
他所有他非常清楚，没有别的出路，只有这一条路，只有这一个机会，只有这一个盼望。
So they are very clear. They don't have any way out. That's the only hope. That's only the way out.
然后人家啊、哎，你这个样子祷告，你这，哎呀，这是很没面子啊。
And the people could say, "Oh, pray. You pray like this. It's kind of don't have. Doesn't seem very good. Lose a lot of face."
那个面子值几分钱啊 ？OK， 这个不重要啊。
So that's not important.
我们再看那个法利赛人的祷告。
And let's look at the Pharisee's prayer.
法利赛人讲很多话，对不对
？And he talk a lot.
但他需不需要上帝？
And do you think he need God?
He 需要在上帝这里得到一个好的感觉。
And what he need? I think he need to have a good feeling in front of God.
He 需要通过祷告让自己觉得感觉很好，或者说，你看我多么好。
He is trying through prayer to make himself feel good and see how good am I.
他来到上帝面前，绝对不是一个生与死的一个祷告，绝对不是伞兵坑里面那个绝望的呼求，不是这样的。
He come to God. His prayer is not of the life of death. It's not like a soldier in the foxhole that it's the.My life is hang on there. It's not like that.
啊，上帝称赞我，称赞我。
Hey God, just praise me.
啊，上帝，你看我多么好。
Hey God, look at me. How good am I?
所以很多的时候，我们的祷告，我们要思想，我们有时候也是这样。我们通过祷告来表达，哎呀，你看我比所有人都虔诚，我比别人都好，都高尚。
So sometimes we're aware, sometimes our prayer, we slow our will, we try to show ourselves I'm more godly than other people, more honorable than other people.
我们甚至把信仰生活也当作一个让我自高自义的一个工具了。
And sometimes our Christian life become a tool that lift ourselves and make self-righteousness.
我们没有把耶稣当救主啊。
We didn't treat Jesus as a savior.
我们把耶稣当台阶。
We use Jesus as a ladder.
我们踩到他上面，然后来说我很好。
We step upon him and said I'm good.
你看我很 special， 上帝救我，我比别人都好。
And look, I'm very 特殊 I'm good than other people.
我们在利用耶稣抬高自己。
We are using Jesus to lift up ourselves.
很多时候，我们用过祷告，用我们的宗教生活，用我们的这种信仰习惯，我们不知不觉，我们在重复这个法利赛人犯过的错误。
Lot of times we use our religious work and life, our worship, our prayer, and consciously or unconsciously.We are repeat what that Pharisee is doing.
Just made me look good.
Just said, 让我觉得好。
我们看，设想一下哈，就是有两个人来到教会。 就说我要成为基督徒啊，
so、
我要加入教会。
Let's imagine there's two people come to the church. He said, "I want to become Christian. I will join the church."
那么第一个就说，你看我做得很好了，我很完美了。啊，我完全有资格成为神的儿女，我完全有资格成为基督徒。
And one said, "Look, I'm doing very good. I'm highly qualified to become the children of God."
我加入你们教会，给你们教会增光哎。
And I join your church, and I bring glory to your church.
我成为基督徒，基督都很高兴呐。
And I become a Christian, Christ will be happy.
啊，当然了，耶稣是高兴哈。
Of course, Jesus is happy. Anyone become Christian,
罪人悔改，上帝都高兴的。
When the sinner repentant, God is pleased.
然后第一个人就说：“你看，那我不像他。”
And he said, "I'm not like this guy."
啊，我往这边指啊。OK， 你往这边指。
I'll point this way.
你看我不想，你看他多糟糕啊
！I'm not like this person. Is how bad is that person?
哎，我告诉你，他做过什么，做过什么。
I tell you how bad things he did before.
做过这些
，She did this type of thing, terrible thing.
多么污秽啊
！How dirty that would be.
选我吧
，And just let me become a Christian.
第二个人呢
？And the second one.
第二个人说
，A second he said.
我完全没有资格成为基督徒。
And he said, "I don't have the credential or something to become a Christian."
完全没有资格称自己是神的儿女。
I'm not worthy to call myself as children of God.
我做过非常污秽的事情。
I did very terrible things.
我就是一个罪人。
I am a sinner.
但是神，我来到你的面前，我需要你的洁净，我需要你的拯救。
But God, I come to your presence. I need your cleansing. I need your salvation.
你是我唯一的拯救，你是我唯一的盼望。
And you are my only salvation. You are my only hope.
你赶我走，我不走。
If you want to drive me away, I not. I will stay.
别人怎么说我，我不在乎。
No matter how other people say me, I don't care.
我就是要你拯救我。
I want you to save me. I want you to have mercy upon me.
好了。上帝看到这两个人，上帝说：“我在这个世界上就是来找对上帝真正有信心的人。”
Of course, when God look at this two person, God would say, "I come to this world. I'm looking for those who have a true faith in God."
上帝会选第一个还是会选第二个
？And who will God choose? The first one, second one?
啊，会选第一个还是第二个？第二个哈。
Of course, God chose the second one.
啊，讲这个答案的人呐，你要把自己看成是第二个。
And if you give an answer, said the second one, I hope that you put yourself in the position of the second one.
如果你讲不出这个答案，我希望你有一天可以讲出来。
If you today you cannot say this answer, I hope one day you will.
上帝来到这个世界上，找真正对上帝有信心的人。
God come to this world. He looking for those people who have the true faith in God.
这些人在这个世界上极度的需要上帝。
Those people in this world, they need God greatly, desperately.
耶稣在这里说两个比喻，这个寡妇可能是有现实的困难哈。
And Jesus put this two parable. The widow might have a real problem, has the actual problem.
啊，耶稣说这样说，这个寡妇说，我有一个对头啊。
And Jesus said this widow plead to the judge. He said, I have an adversary and he always kind of mistreat me and hurt me.
然后这个罪人税吏呢，他的困难是什么？他的绝境是什么呢？
And, but what about the tax collector? What is his difficulty? What is the situation of him?
就是他不想再活在自己这个有罪的生活当中，但他无能为力。
Because he don't want to live in the sinful life, but he has no power to save himself.
他不是缺钱，他不是缺吃，不是缺少穿。
He's not lack of money or food or clothing.
他不缺少这个世界上的一些物质上的东西。
He are not lacking of the material things of the earth.
缺少神的拯救，缺少他心里的。喜乐和平安，与神和好的喜乐和平安。
So you lack of the salvation of God. What you lack of the piece of salvation from God.
所以我前两天我就 我就在想哈，什么是谁是基督徒呢？什么样的人是基督徒呢？
So these days I've been thinking about what kind of people is a Christian.
什么样的人可以向上帝祷告，像这样祷告，像那个寡妇祷告，像那个税，什么样可以做这样的祷告？
What kind of people can make prayer like this, like the widows, like tax collector?
后来我就觉得啊，基督徒是对除上帝之外一切的一切都彻底绝望的人，彻底不抱希望的人。
And a Christian is this type of person. They don't have any hope. They are completely disappointed or have any hope besides God.
他对上帝之外的一切都已经彻底绝望了。
They completely no hope to anything besides God.
上帝，我只要你，我只要你，我只要你。
And God, I only want you, I only want you, and I only want you.
我只要你的饶恕和赦免，我只要与你和好。
I only want your forgiveness, and I only want to reconcile with you.
啊，就像大卫说的，他在神的殿中一日，那给神的殿中看门都比这个世上只好很多。
And just like David said, even I'm become a doorkeeper of God's temple is better than anything in this world.
主耶稣说那个寡妇有一个对头，有一个仇敌，让他就一直来求这个官。
And Jesus said this widow has an adversary, and that makes her come to plead with this judge.
圣经告诉我们，我们每一个人，我们最大的仇敌是谁？
And the Bible told us every one of us we have the greatest adversary.
死亡，死亡。
And this is the death.
每一个人都战胜不了死亡。
And any one of us can have a triumphant over death.
死亡让每一个人的人生最终一定是悲剧。
Death make everyone's life make event essentially a tragedy.
你活着的时候你做一些事情，你经历一些事情，你很开心，你很开心，你越是开心越是喜乐，有一天当你回想起来你越痛苦。
And in this world you do some things, and the things that you feel joyful to do things, the more you feel happy, joyful to do it, one day when you think back it will make it even more miserable for yourself.
死亡让我们每一个人的人生我们看不到我们自己的目标和价值。
That's just make our life, everyone's life, we cannot see our goal and our value.
有些人很痛苦，很痛苦，他甚至想结束自己的生命，是为什么呢？
Some people are so painful feel in their life, they even think about end their life. Why is that?
看不到自己的价值，为什么？
Because they cannot see the value of their life, why they exist.
死亡就是这样。
And that's what death brings people.
让我们每一个人人生当中，你一定有一个时刻，或者你有很多的时刻。
That make us in our life some moment, one moment or many moments.
你觉得人生充满了绝望，充满了痛苦，人生有什么可以让我继续留恋的地方呢？
Make you that some moment of your life you think your life, a person's life has no hope. There's nothing to live on.
反正一切都会失去。
Everything going to lose eventually.
无论我多么爱他，无论他多么爱我，有一天他会死，有一天我会死。
No matter how much I love her, or no matter how much she loves me, one dayWe'll die.
所以圣经告诉我们，死是我们众人的仇敌啊，没有人可以打败他。
So Bible told us that death is the great enemy of all people.
圣经也告诉我们，死亡是怎么来的呢？
And the Bible also told us where death come from.
雅各书一章十四节到十五节，我们大家一起读一下。
James 1:14-15, let's read together.
雅各书一章十四节起。但个人被试探，乃是被自己的私欲牵引诱惑的。私欲既怀了胎，就生出罪来。 罪既长成，就生出死来。但慈爱的上帝要把我们从罪和死亡当中拯救出来。
But the loving God want to save us from sin and death.
所以我们一定要得着永恒的生命，我们在这个地上短暂的生命才真正的有喜乐、有平安、有盼望。
So we have to have this eternal life so that our temporal life on this earth will have a hope, have a joy.
那么上帝的救赎计划就是赐下他的独生爱子主耶稣基督。
Of course, God's plan of salvation is to give his only begotten son, Jesus Christ.
主耶稣诞生的时候，他名字的意义就是他要将自己的百姓从罪恶里救出来。
When Jesus was born, his name, the meaning is that he will save his people from sin.
从罪里救出来就脱离了死亡，因为死亡是从罪来的。
And when save people, his people from sin, then save them from death, because the death is from sin.
然后在罗马书五章六到七节，我们一起来读一下。
And Romans 5:6-7, let's read. 6 and 8.
罗马书五章六节起，因我们还软弱的时候，基督就按所定的日子为罪人死，为义人死是少有的，为人人死或者有敢做的。唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候为我们死，神的爱就在此向我们显明了。这就是上帝的救赎计划。
And this is the God's plan of salvation.
他让他的独生爱子代替我们去死，死在十字架上。
He let his only begotten son take our place, died on the cross.
我们一起来读约翰福音三章十六到十八节。
Let's read John 3:16-18.
十六节起，神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。因为神差他的儿子降世，不是要定世人的罪，乃是要叫世人因他得救。信他的人不被定罪，不信的人罪已经定了，因为他不信神独生子的名。我们一起来再看一下约翰福音二十章三十一节。
John 20:31.
但记这些事，要叫你们信耶稣是基督，是神的儿子，并且叫你们信了他，就可以因他的名得生命。四卷福音书把耶稣的生平言行记载下来，只有一个目的。
Four gospel record Jesus' word and his life only one purpose.
让我们可以信他。
And so we can believe in him.
让我们可以得生命。
So we can have a life.
让我们脱离罪和死亡。
So we can be delivered out of the sin and the death.
我们一起来读《使徒行传》四章十二节。
Let's look at Acts 4:12.
除他以外，别无拯救，因为在天下人间没有赐下别的名，我们可以靠着得救。我们都知道，现在新冠的病毒在全世界都迅速的传播。
And we all know that coronavirus is spread rapidly around the whole world.
前两天英国首相通过电视告诉所有的英国人这件事情。
And a couple of days ago, Prime Minister of Great Britain told people about this.
所有人都要准备好。
He said, everyone, you should prepare.
你可能随时面对你的亲人死去。
And you can, anytime you can face your relatives died of this disease.
所有的英国人你要准备好。
All the British, you prepare that.
你也预备好，你也可能会死去。
And you got to prepare, you might be died of this disease.
所以现在这个新冠的病毒让我们思考一个问题。
So this coronavirus, let's think about one thing.
如果生命是短暂的，是如此的无常的。
If the life is short, it's so unpredictable.
那我到底是我的盼望在哪里？那我 什么可以支撑我心里有平安、有喜乐、盼望的去面对一个我完全不知道的未知呢？
Then what is inside me that can sustain me, can support me, so that I can face a unpredictable future?
我怎么面对我去面对死亡？我怎么预备自己？你英国首相讲得很容易，我怎么预备啊？
How do I prepare myself for death? Yeah, your prime minister, you can talk lightly, say prepare for the death, but how do I prepare?
我怎样面对我离开世界，我要站到上帝的审判台前？我怎么预备自己？
How do I prepare? How do I face that one day when I leave this world, I have to stand the judgment of God? How do I prepare myself?
我们弟兄姊妹，我希望有时间可以把这个海德堡要理问答可以找来看一下。
And if you have a time, I hope that you can look at a Heidelberg Catechism.
我们很多弟兄姊妹就是有威斯敏斯特要理问答，海德堡要理问答也是蛮好的。
And a lot of our brothers and sisters study the Westminster Catechism, and Heidelberg Catechism is also very good.
那么在这个海德堡要理问答里面，它的第一个问题就是：你无论是生是死，你唯一的安慰是什么？
And in Heidelberg Catechism, the first question is: What is your only comfort in life or death?
或者换句话说，就是我怎样去支持我活下去，或者我怎样？什么可以支持我去面对死亡？到底我的安慰，我的这个从哪里来
？Basically, the question is that what can sustain me to live on, or what can help me to face the death? Where is my comfort?
然后从圣经中我们可以看到，什么样的人可以有着真正的安慰呢
？So from Bible, we can know what kind of people have the true comfort.
就是我相信。我无论是死是生，身体灵魂已经不是我自己的了，而是属于我信靠的救主耶稣基督，我属于他了。
And we can see from the Bible that is this type of person. He knows that whether life or death, my body, my soul is no longer of myself, but it belongs to my Savior Jesus Christ.
他用他十字架上流出的血洗净我一切的罪，他已经把我拯救出来，从魔鬼一切权势，就是罪和死亡的权势当中，已经把我拯救出来了。
He uses his precious blood, save me from the sin and the death, and save me from the power of Satan.
而且我知道他会保守我。
And also I know he will protect me.
若不是天父上帝的许可，我的一根头发都不会掉下来。
There's no permission of God. A single hair of my, single slash of my hair will not fall down.
他叫万事相互效力，他要让我的灵魂得救。
And he let everything work together so I can have my salvation.
而且他借着圣灵给我心中有这个得救的确据。
And also through the Holy Spirit, he gave me the assurance in my heart.Have this eternal assurance.
然后使我可以为他而活，爱上帝，去面对我接下来的人生，生或者死。
And as a result, I'm willing to live for him and to face my life and face my death.
所以上帝造人是非常非常独特的。
And God created us in a very unique way.
人需要心里的安慰，人才能活得下去，人才能面对死亡。
Man needs comfort in our heart so we can live on and we can face death.
而这个安慰从哪里来呢
？And where does comfort come from?
就是与我们的造物主和好。
Is that reconciled with our Creator?
而我们罪人，我们怎样与造我们的主上帝和好呢
？But as a sinner, how can we reconcile with our Creator God?
信靠主耶稣基督在十字架上为我们所成就的救恩。
Trust the salvation Jesus has accomplished on the cross.
他的血洗净我们一切的罪。
And His blood washed cleansing all our sin.
第二个问题，海德堡要理问答。 你无论是生是死，要怎样享有这样的一个安慰，有哪些事情你是必须知道的。
And the second question of the Heidelberg Catechism said, what do you need to know in order to live and die in the joy of this comfort?
第一，我知道我的罪恶和愁苦有多大。第一就是我知道我是一个多么可怕的罪人。
And the first thing I have to know how great is my sins and my miseries.
然后我也知道这些罪让我是多么的痛苦、愁苦。
And I know how misery is all those things make me.
第二，我知道我怎样从这些罪和愁苦当中被拯救出来，就是信靠主耶稣基督。
Second, I also know how am I be saved from those sin and misery.
然后第三
is by trusting Jesus Christ.
第三，我要知道我应该怎样去回应上帝对我这样的拯救。
And the third,How I am to be thankful to God for such a deliverance or salvation.
所以这三个问题其实包含我们基督徒信仰之路或者人生之路的可以说全部阶段。
So these two questions actually covers our life, the whole journey of our life.
第一个，圣灵来到我们的心里，让我们灵魂苏醒，看到我们罪人的本相。
And first, the Holy Spirit come to our heart, awaken our soul, so we can see our very nature of a sinner.
我们知道我们是罪人。
We know we are sinner.
我们知道这罪让我愁苦，让我绝望，让我痛苦。
I know this sin make me no hope, give me pain, and also make me misery.
圣灵带领我仰望十字架上的耶稣。
And the Holy Spirit lead me look upon the Jesus Christ on the cross.
我们像那个罪人税吏一样来到耶稣面前，求你怜悯我。
Like the tax collector, we come to the presence of God. God have mercy upon me.
上帝的应许，神是信实的。我们若认自己的罪，神是信实的，他必定洗净我们的罪。
And God's promise that God is faithful. If we confess our sin, He will.Forgive our sin and cleansing all our iniquity.
然后我们在上帝眼中成为无罪的人。
And in the sight of God, we become a sinless people.
第三个就是，那我该怎样表达对上帝给我这么大的爱？我怎样来回应
？And the third, how do we respond to such a great salvation that God gave to me?
就是我们接下来，我们基督徒行事为人。要与蒙召的恩相称。
And that is what Christian life, what do we do, what do we say, is worthy of the calling grace.
我们今天看到主耶稣说上帝要再来。
And today we see that God, Jesus said God will come.
他要来最重要的，他要找到这个世界上真正信他的人。
And he come, he want to look him for this,world that people will truly trust in him and believe in him.
他要把这样的人带到天上永美永恒的家
乡。Take those people to the beautiful heavenly home.
这是上帝说，这是我的羊，这是我的人，这是我的儿女。
And God will say, "This is my sheep. This is my children. This is my people."
带他们回家。
I take them home.
耶稣也通过这两个比喻告诉我们。
And through these two parables, Jesus also told us,
对上帝真实的信心，往往通过我们对上帝的祷告可以表达出来。
The true faith to God can express and manifest in our prayer to God.
就是我们需要上帝。
That is, we need God.
需要上帝。
We need God.
没有什么可以拦阻我们来向上帝呼求。
Nothing can stop us.To come to God, to plead to God.
愿圣灵带领我们每一个人，让我们在这一段这个疫情病毒的光景也在我们余下的我们在世上的时光当中。
May the Holy Spirit help each one of us, lead us during this coronavirus timing and also the rest of our life.
让我们。不要虚度自己的光阴。
Let's don't waste our time.
让我们来到主耶稣基督这里。
Let's come to Jesus.
他是我们唯一的盼望，唯一的拯救。
He's the only hope and our only salvation.
圣灵怎样带领那个寡妇，圣灵怎样带领那个罪人，遂立祷告，也圣灵在我们心里做同样的工作。
How the Holy Spirit lead this widow, how the Spirit lead this tax collector, may the Holy Spirit do the same work in our heart.
如果我们对上帝之外的一切还有丝毫的盼望，还有丝毫的想象，
If we still have a hope in things that besides God, we have some imagination of those things that can help us.
我们希望上帝让我们早一点清醒过来。
We ask God that wake us up.
我相信这个新冠的疫情就是让我们清醒的一个方式。
I believe this chronic virus is a way God wants us to wake up.
我们一起来做个祷告。
Let's pray.
我们在天上的阿爸父，我们感谢你，赞美你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you, praise you.
我们本是尘土所造的人，卑微的被造物。
We are humble and made of dust.
但是你却把你的上帝的形象放在我们生命当中。
But you put your image in our life.
你甚至赐下你的独生爱子主耶稣基督，道成肉身来到世上。
And you even gave your only begotten Son Jesus Christ, the Word become flesh, come to this world.
寻找我们这些，活在罪恶，活在污秽。注定是沉沦灭亡的罪人来寻找我们。
And looking for us who live in the sin and live in the filthy and deemed to perish sinner.
主耶稣居然为我们这些不堪不配的罪人担负我们的罪，在十字架上受死。
Jesus even died on the cross for us sinner, not worthy sinner.
上帝无罪的羔羊。担负我们的罪，在十字架上接受上帝愤怒的审判。
Sinless, Lamb of God on the cross, take the God's judgment to sinner.
受死埋葬，第三天从死里复活。
And was buried, and the third day raised from the death.
我求上帝给我们每一个人，让我们有着又真又活的信心。
May God grant us, each one of us has this living faith.
让我们信靠主耶稣基督在十字架上为我们所成就的救恩。
By trusting Jesus Christ and his salvation on the cross.
因为这是我们唯一的拯救。
And we take this only salvation.
这是唯一的盼望。
As our only hope.
这是我们唯一的机会去脱离罪和死亡。
As the only opportunity we can being delivered from sin and death.
让我们被主耶稣基督的宝血所洁净。
So we'll be cleansing by the blood of Jesus Christ.
让我们在基督里旧事已过，一切都是新的。
And in Christ, everything, old things has passed and everything become new.
我们来到上帝面前坦然无惧，我们呼喊上帝是我们的阿爸父，我们称自己是神的儿女。
And we come to the presence of God without fear. We call Abba Father, and we call ourselves the children of God.
不是因为我们自己有什么好，
not because we have anything good,
而是神的慈爱和怜悯，
but of God's love and mercy.
愿神把这样福音的真理刻在我们每个人的心板上面。
May God carve this truth of salvation into our heart.
赐给我们心中有真实的喜乐和平安。
And give us the true peace and joy into our heart.
在这个不确定的世界，在这个充满各样的谎言、各样的虚谎的世界当中，让我们能够归荣耀给上帝。
So that we in this unpredictable world, uncertain world, and the world filled withOur falsehood and everything, we can live a life, give a glory to God.
让我们心里都有从神来的喜乐和平安，是这世界无法夺去。
So that we all have the peace and the love from God that the world cannot take away.
我们这样的祷告，奉主耶稣基督圣名。
Such a prayer is the name of Christ.
Amen.
Amen.